This portion is brought to you by the Dennis Geishauser DDS. Your appointments to see Dennis Geishauser DDS with offices on Root Road in Medina. And
Route 18.
Yes, Route 18. Sorry about that.
What do you mean Root Road? Route 18.
You spelled root with three O's on it.
Of course I did.
Why did you spell
it? So you wouldn't mispronounce it.
But how could I mispronounce a word that's
you
not
might
spelled
say route,
correctly?
Right?
You're talking to the guy who does the pronouncing for the Lorain County Spelling
Bee. You say route or root? I go by the song Route 66.
Well, if you spelled root as opposed to R-O-U-T. But joining us, we have the mayor of the city of Medina, Dennis Hanwell. Thanks for sharing the time with us.
Yes, sir. My honor. Thanks.
How long have you been the mayor?
I'm in my fifth year now. I was the police chief before that, so I took over as mayor a little over 5 years ago.
Wow, that's interesting. From a police chief to the mayor.
Yes, sir.
Usually those are kind of two guys that sort of are on opposite sides sometimes, depending on how things go in the city. But what made you decide to go from that to the mayor?
Two main reasons. One is the mayor is also the safety director in the city of Medina, and I've worked for some mayors who did not have a public safety background, so I thought having that would assist greatly in the public safety position, the safety director's position. And then the second thing was we had such a great management team put together while I was the police chief. What I didn't want to see is a new mayor come in, just a few select positions. The engineer, the fire chief, and myself are civil service protected, but the other 9 or 10 are not. And I wanted to see that management team held together, so I ran and was fortunate that the voters selected me, and we've got a great team that's doing great things here in Medina.
You have a different uniform that you wear now.
I do, yes, sir.
Do you miss the old uniform at all?
I don't miss the bulletproof vest on those 90-degree days, I'll tell you that. But it's a lot easier in the morning to get up and, you know, put a uniform on and try to find the shirt that goes with the suit, that goes with the tie, and those type things. But
on the other hand, you probably, pun intended, you have some residents who might be taking aim at City Hall or things going on in the city. You have to deal with that. It's a little different situation.
Yes, sir. My one of my councilmen and I do every third grader in the city of Medina an overview of city government, and when he describes the mayor's position, because we select them all for the various city positions, council and administration, and he asks, who would like a job where 28,000 people can be mad at you on any given day? And that's who gets my job.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going on. When I was looking at the city's website, one of the things prominently talked about is this Imagine Medina, sort of a development type of a project. Talk about what that's all about.
Yeah, it was really a downtown strategic plan to look at development opportunities, not necessarily land acquisition, but if these parcels would become available, what could be done with them, from condo housing to loft apartments to a hotel to additional retail to a reception party center, and the whole idea was what could help stimulate, revitalize, and enhance what we currently have. So we put that over the last several months. We put together this plan, and we've had several developers already meeting with us, looking at opportunities that may exist as a result of that.
Downtown, do you have housing above some of these different offices?
Yes,
and
sir.
Stores?
That's exactly correct. There's a limited amount of apartments above some of the retail and offices, including in this block that we're in here today, and some of the other adjacent blocks. What they're looking at is more and more, both younger folks and retiring folks are looking for less lawn maintenance, maybe a second place where they can go to the south, come back, and still enjoy the downtown within walking distance. And that's what we're trying to create here.
Even some of our guests earlier talked about the vibrancy here on the square.
Yes, sir.
And I would think that would be a very attractive asset to a number of people who might want to live here and be part of that.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing even as retail stores pretty infrequently, but as the stores become open, there's a large demand for being down here on the square. And a credit to that is what the city and Main Street Medina has done to have more and more events, draw more and more people in, and we're dealing with the results of that, including investing in a public restroom what used to be a bank drive-through, because when you bring 12, 15,000 people in, our only permanent restrooms are two stalls in each in the old firehouse that used to be our police department, city hall. So rather than put Port-a-Johns outside to detract from the beautiful downtown, we're going to make this investment, and we think that's going to even grow the activities on our square.
Well, one of the activities this week, I guess, there's an arts week going on.
Yes, sir.
On the square. I can see them even preparing. It looks like they're trying to get things ready for there. So there's almost, I would say, every weekend pretty much this summer, there seems to be activity going on here on the square.
Right. My office coordinates the reservations for the square, and sometimes people will make a mistake and call that, you know, I'm going to have a wedding or a wedding picture, but it's like a month or 2 months, and we're 8, 10, 12 months out. We're locking things in already. So it's wedding pictures, it's wedding ceremonies, it's concerts. Every Friday night and Saturday night in the June and July, we have Friday night concerts free. There's jazz festivals, there's plays, these shows, craft shows, art shows, and then every Saturday morning is a farmer's market.
Oh, so this is covered for a lot of different activities for people who like all sorts of different things. I noticed I was looking at some of the accolades, and one of it was listed as in ING Financial, September 2012, Medina was named as the 100 best communities for young people. I think that's kind of a good feather in your cap, because everybody wants to bring young people into a community because they know that if they stay, their families grow, and thus creating more, you know, residents and people to take part in the community.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. And part of the draw of the festivals is that it's for a broad spectrum of families and activities for the children. And so at each of the band concerts, the grandparents or parents may enjoy the music, but the kids like the ice cream social, or the cookies, or the desserts that are sold, or diagonally across the street from the southwest corner of the square is a Lemonberry. And as I do the welcome for the band concerts or the different events, and you look out in the crowd, probably 80-85% of the people are holding a Lemonberry cup. And the little ones in strollers are kind of like birds, you know. If that spoon doesn't get over there fast enough, you can see the mouths waiting for it. And it's good for the overall community.
What kind of population expansion have you seen over the last your 5 years, even you've been, or even before that, as the police chief?
Well, we through the 90s and early 2000, we saw quite an expansion. But the city council made a decision some years ago that they didn't want to annex anymore because they wanted to keep the small town feel. So as a result of that, we have maybe 50, 60 buildable lots in the entire city, and we're right around 27,000 population. So we're not going to see that grow a great deal. What we are seeing, though, is as farms or vacant land sells in the townships, those folks still come into the city to shop, to take part in our activities and things like that. So we're seeing the crowds grow, but not necessarily the population of the city.
Well, you still have the outlying communities, and you kind of, as a region, kind of embrace everybody else to take part.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Right. And we work very collaboratively from the safety forces perspective. We dispatch for both Medina and Mottville Township. We share in our training. We share in our equipment. It's really kind of a regional approach.
Were you a native Medinian?
Brunswick. I grew up in Brunswick.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just because I wonder, sometimes you know, what brings a person to a certain community or whatever, but
right
in this county.
Well, I was fortunate that I was offered in 1983, offered a position. I had worked at the Sheriff's Department for 2.5 years as a special deputy, and I was offered a position in 1983. And because they were so faithful to give me that opportunity, I've stayed here ever since and will remain until I retire.
So one more, Mayor. This would be the official word. If somebody lives here in Medina, what are they called? Are they, like Bruce tried to say, Medinian, or what would they be?
Bees. Medina bees.
There you go.
Now, is that because of the history of the beekeepers that they had here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. A.I. Root, when he started Root Candles, it started as a bee and honey, and he wrote a number of articles in those type of magazines. Then was very involved in aviation with the Wright brothers, We have a rich aviation history here in the city of Medina, but the candle and the root company was started with the bees and the honey.
And they got the battling bees as well.
Yes, sir.
So that's
yes,
all
sir.
Ties together. It's always good to see you know of names, but getting the history and sort of how it all comes together.
Yes, sir.
It attaches you a little bit more to the community. Thanks for sharing the time with us, Mayor. We appreciate you coming in.
It's my honor. Thank you.
Great. There, Dennis Hanwell joining us this morning. And again, your interview with the mayor this morning brought to you by your Complete Family Dentist, Dennis Geishauser, DDS. Schedule your appointment to see Dennis Geishauser, DDS, with offices on Route 80.
18.
18. Route only has two O's in it.
That just throws you off.
This is the R-O-U-T-E.
I even have 18 underlined.
I understand that. But that the underlining doesn't mean anything as well. This is our only day one. We have 3 days to get it right.